Yo, what's up?
What's happening?
My name's Osagi.
And my name is Chris.
And this is Prophetic Foolishness. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying?
It's season four.
Season four, we out here. Welcome one, welcome all,
this
man.
This is crazy, y'all.
Hey, man, listen. If this is, I know, you know, some of you guys really rock with episode one of season four, man. And I, like we promised, there won't be the drought no more because we got our own stuff. Mm-hmm. And these episodes is coming to you hot, like hot cakes from McDonald's. You know what
hot,
I'm saying?
Hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Jumping hot cakes. Out of the grease. It's a whole lot of the grease.
You know what I'm saying? Two links on the side, you know what I'm saying, with your orange juice. That's how we coming, man. If this is your first time, you know what I'm saying, we say welcome to the fam.
Welcome,
if
y'all.
If you don't know, those of you who are Prophetic Foolishness fans, we have transitioned you not only from fans to the fam.
To the fam. So, from the fan to the fam.
Amen. That's a sermon.
Yes, man. Yes.
So we say welcome to the family, man. Thanks for rocking with us. And if this is your first time here and you don't know how you stumbled upon us, you'll know, you know, maybe your friend told you about it and you're like, oh man, I'm going to give this a listen.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Chris here going to tell you what we do here.
I'm going to tell you what we all about. So this is Prophetic Foolishness, mm-hmm. where we talk about uncommon topics that might engage with the common person and give them a space to challenge the societal norms.
You got to preach it.
Hey, I'm going to be preaching today.
Hey, you got to preach it today. Awesome, man. So, I mean, obviously, for those of you who don't know, here at Prophetic Foolishness, you know what I'm saying? This is a place that we want you to feel included. You know what I'm saying? We love the feedback. We love you guys engaging with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this season, we actually have increased a way for those of you guys who be DMing us, like, I got a question, or I got something you guys should do an episode on.
Yeah.
All that, keep that same energy.
Keep that energy.
Because guess what? We got a phone number. Don't shy away.
Yes.
This is the phone number. What is it,
The
Chris?
Phone number is 512-522-3754.
One more time for the people.
512-522-3754.
Now with this number, what you can do, you can state your name.
Yep.
Or you can just go by anonymous.
You can go anonymous.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna call the number, it's gonna go straight to voicemail, leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Your question might have the opportunity to
get
be
on
answered
episode.
On here live.
We'll play the question on here. If you want to disguise your voice, we will, and then we'll talk about it.
Just let us know. You start out with what you want to, you know, if you want to say it with your chest,
say it with your chest.
Say it like that, and we're gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Give you the opportunity. So we really want to encourage you guys, you know, hop on that line, really call us, man, and we're going to keep engaging with you guys. But that's not what we came here for today.
Nope.
Well, you know, today we are serving our favorite course, which is a delicious dish of what?
Discussion.
A delicious dish of discussion. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
And so without further ado, myself, I will introduce us to what our discussion is. Five course meal today, you know what I'm saying?
It's
gonna be juicy, it's gonna be hot, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to send it back because trust me, we came ready. So my good friend Christopher. From the beginning of time, you know, there has been man and woman. The two sexes. You
the
know
woman.
What I'm saying? Woman. You know what I'm saying?
Bone of my bone.
Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Yes.
Okay. So with that, you know, we are in a modern age, you know, some would say. You know, it is 2021.
Last year we lost that.
And so in this year, you know, I've done some self-realizing, self-analyzing, you know, just kind of looking at the culture at which it is, you know? And when you look at the culture, a huge conversation of the culture is what is and who is the beauty standard for women? You know, some might look to the Kardashians.
Okay.
And they would say the Kardashians have perpetuated the beauty standard for women to this unrealistic image, and that this is now the standard in which women have to live up to
in this modern day.
Okay. Some would say that.
Some would say that there
is no beauty standard.
Oh.
That you can be a woman in whatever light and shape and form you want to.
Okay.
And there's not a standard in which society now presses upon you to live up to.
Okay. Some would say.
Now me. I've looked at this at a holistic picture, you know? A good a philosopher once said by the name of Chris Henry, to know the future You must look to the past.
You must look at the past. That's a good word.
That's a word.
That's a word for somebody.
Now look, I don't know what episode, but you guys cite my sources. Chris Henry said it on this here podcast.
I said it, and thus shall it be.
Now, with that, you have women, you have men. We have been asking the question, the deep question, the burning question. When it comes to women, who controls the beauty standard? Is it?
Who controls it?
Who controls who the beauty controls standard?
Who controls it?
Wait. Is it the men's? Or is it the woman's? With that, I leave you with this dish, Chris.
Okay.
That's all I had to say.
That's all you
got to
say?
That's all I got to say.
Let me jump in on this. Because the question we are talking about today is who controls the beauty standard?
Okay.
There is so much in this delicious dish of discussion that we have got to set on this table for y'all to eat. I don't want to jump into the main dish. We got to start with the appetizer.
Okay, okay. What's the appetizer here now?
The appetizer is who told you you was ugly?
Well,
let me give some context to this, because y'all going to have to come back to that question. Who told you was ugly? In the garden, the story says that after the man and woman sinned, they said, we hid because we was naked. And God said to them, who told you was naked? And so as we discuss who sets the beauty standard, I need y'all to ask the question, who told you you was ugly?
Well, to answer that question, you also have to say, to be ugly, you also have to acknowledge beauty.
With no
beauty, there can't be ugly.
They can't be ugly.
And there's obviously a standard,
because
there's people who are deemed pretty and beautiful. So if you're not beautiful, then guess what you were going to assume is you are ugly.
Now, so who is the one that's telling people they aren't pretty? Who is that? Who is that? That's what I want to know. Tell me that.
I need to know the facts. Tell me that, So let me tell you what this is, okay?
Okay.
There is a thing called the natural law of attraction.
Okay. Tell me that. Tell me that. Bring the science. Bring the science.
Natural law of attraction, right? So regardless of what society wants to tell you, I'll tell you this. Inherently, in women's minds, whether they know it or not, they desire marriage, children, family.
Wow.
All added up, stability.
Stability. Okay. Okay.
Now,
okay.
You know, some people will say that when it comes to these things, right? The man is the gatekeeper, thus the engager of marriage, thus in marriage, children, stability.
Okay.
He's not the only party.
He's not the only one.
But in the society in which we live in, which is patriarchal as a whole.
Yeah, for the most part.
Men control that. So when men control the stand, or when they control the acknowledgement of like, hey, I want to go find wife, right? Like animalistic. It's very animalistic.
Okay, okay. I want wife. Yeah, yeah.
What going to make me pick wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Then if men say, I like tall, skinny, dark, whatever the case may be, then the society will, the women in the society will start to shift to that. So that they can get chose by man.
All right, let me come back against that. Since we are in the appetizer phase, let's start back in the historically. I agree with you, right? I think it is very primitive how a lot of this stuff started. I think historically, women did desire the alpha male because the alpha male would do what? Provide the most protection. Provide the most stability, the most security in the home. Where I disagree with you is how they went about getting the alpha male. I think that there is a competition amongst women to be the best woman. women compete with other women just to be the best woman.
So you don't think that... So let me just make sure I'm clear on what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you are saying that women control the standard
for women. I'm saying that women control the standard for women. I say this because, let's look at it still in the appetizer, in the primitive phase. Men also want to compete with other men to have the most prized possession. And so they want to go after the most attractive woman.
Yes.
The woman wants to stand out amongst other women. So they'll look at a woman and be like, oh, well, I'm taller than her. Or look at this woman over here and be like, oh, I got a better figure than her. But a man, he'll look at things and say like, oh, well, I got the most capability to go and hunt, or I got a car, or yada yada. Men don't look at physical attributes. Women will compare physical attributes against each other as a competition.
Chris.
Yes.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, buddy, I hear what you're saying. And I will say, good try. But I am going to have to tell you historically.
Okay.
This is why I think this is prevalent, right? That men control the beauty standard.
Yes.
Because let's take different societies, right?
Let's do that.
Let's take...
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
Some, back in the day, depending on the society, it was deemed that a woman... And let's say there are certain African societies, right?
Yep.
In which where the woman was more plump.
Yes.
Or bigger.
Yes.
Heavy set.
Yep.
Thick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She was deemed as, hey, this woman is someone who has money, or like of like,
you have... She's excess, of a higher class. A higher class in order to, yes.
To be able to be big, you have to have enough food.
Yep. Yep.
Also, she can birth and is ready for
child.
She's
probably more fertile. Yep.
The society, and that was from the man's analysis. So when the men are deeming this, what do the women in the society do? They start getting big. They all want to get the attention of the men to thus be able to get marriage, child, stability.
Yes.
Let's go to some Asian culture.
Let's go to some Asian cultures, because I have an example in Asian culture.
Oh, Asian culture.
Yes.
Women who worked outside were darker.
Yes.
And when you were darker, you were deemed as
less attractive. Lower class.
So why women started... That's where you get a lot of these Asian sort of like figurines, where it's like, it was good to be pale.
Very
pale. So people are putting powder on their face, dolls, almost like this like paled up doll. That was a beauty standard.
Yep, yep.
In which men decided, because they controlled the society.
You see, okay. Let me jump in here.
Okay.
I'll go on the same examples old African culture, old Asian culture. I'll even pull on a very familiar movie reference that all of our listeners probably have some kind of awareness to.
Okay.
Let's talk about Mulan.
Mulan! I love that movie.
Because specifically, I want to hone in on older women being some of the main ones to set the beauty standards. Because older women were often the ones who were wanting to make sure that their daughters were in a good position amongst the other daughters in competition with the other eligible women to be chosen. And so you see that in Mulan. Her mom was very adamant about, hey, Mulan, you got to come be a good lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, in other cultures, it's always the older women training the younger women, teaching them how to adorn themselves, teaching them the beauty standards because it's been set by the women.
No, this is the thing. You're making a good point. Yeah. I think you're at point B. I'm trying to get you to point A, the root. The women are doing that so their daughters can get chose by the men. This is what it takes to be a good wife. This is what it takes to be a good mother. All these things, so you are deemed as like acceptable or wantable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. In the root of it all.
Yeah.
The older women might have been in the position where I want this for you because I have child, husband, stability. I want this for my daughter.
Yes.
This is how you get chose. They're not just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Right. They're doing it. It's like, I got to make sure that you are beautiful so you beat out the other women's.
Okay. So, I mean, with what you're saying, I feel like there's an argument a lot of times that, you know, women be competing. And I'm going to your side here. Women compete with one another. They do stuff men don't even want. Like, y'all doing all this extra stuff.
They do stuff men don't even be looking at.
Care about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, on that, like, you, I was even looking up, like, how women react to other women when they see them, like, looking good. I was looking up a common phrase. Oh, you look great, girl. What workouts you been doing? Put me on game. We stand. Go off, queen. It's all these phrases oh, get it, girl. Oh, you bad. You know, like, they women do that to each other.
But men do. Men be catcalling. Men just be like, hey, yo, ma. Hey, I'm trying to holler at you. What's up?
But the thing I think is, are women adorning themselves to get the praises of their fellow ladies, or are they doing it to attract another guy? Because I will say, I've seen, I have heard many stories of women who get dolled up to go to the club with their girls, and they don't want no dudes talking to them.
Understandable, yes, but I'm saying too, that is a situation. Okay. Situationally, that might be true for a situation.
Sure.
But period, right?
Yeah.
Like, period, what women are trying to do, whether they realize it or not, the the root of the standard is created by men for women to be chose.
So, like, you think the beauty standard, what you're saying is, you think the beauty standard is set by men for women, for men.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because we live in the society and society's past where we are maybe just now getting to a place where, like, women are having a voice in the beauty industry, a deeper voice in society as a whole, like, where they're no longer like, hey, for a woman to elevate in life,
she can
start her own business and grow into it. Beforehand, women had to get, like, married to be able to elevate. You know what I'm saying? There was no way you could, like, until recent, women couldn't even buy land. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's
so
true.
So they needed the men because the society was controlled by men. So if the society is controlled by men as a whole, historically, then we would be foolish, even though we're prophetic. Amen.
Hey, come on. That's good. We would be
foolish to say if women weren't controlling, or if women weren't subject to the society where men were controlling the beauty standard, because they were saying, we like this, do this. Think about this. Okay. There's no society, right, where the men are like, let's take some conservative, like, let's take UAE, right? Like, you know,
the United Arab Emirates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The society where the men are like, the beauty standard is, don't show your skin.
Okay, sure.
There is no women out there showing skin.
No.
Now, let's take the American society. Show us your skin. Women gonna show the skin. So, like I said, it's really where the men and what their taste is for, and what they set that the women follow.
I can kind of see that. Okay, let's move into the a little bit more of the main course, because I think in order to really understand, like, who's setting the beauty standard, I think the question also needs to be asked about who is perpetuating the current beauty standards, or what is the framework in which everyone is operating and adapting and believing the beauty standards of today.
Yep.
Who is currently telling people that you're ugly?
Yeah.
Who is telling that you're not pretty?
Yeah.
What is telling you that you're not pretty? And I would dare to say that right now, women are telling other women that they're not pretty.
Yes.
And they do it subconsciously. I think they do it subconsciously through a lot of mediums like social media, Hollywood. I guess those are the main two.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would actually agree. I would agree with you in the sense that I do think that women unknowingly sometimes perpetuate the standard in which was set by man, if that makes sense.
So you're still holding on to the thought that, like, men have set it,
right? So men can be like, we want women like this, and women then take that match and add gasoline to it. So it's like, hey, this is what you need to do, this is what it's, like, deemed good, or like, we're gonna continue to perpetuate this, like, literally, like, I think the Kardashians, right? Like,
sure.
The other day,
that's a good example.
The other day, right? There was a big hoopla about Khloe Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
I think there was a photo of Khloe's, like, body at the beach or whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it wasn't retouched. She got upset.
It wasn't retouched. It was just a body. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, then people started being like, oh my goodness, like Chloe had, like, they just roasted her.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, no woman deserves that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it's crazy because it's like, her and her sisters are a part of the culture in which they have perpetuated a beauty standard that even them can't live up to. Like, even the crazy thing I'd be thinking of, like, Kim Kardashian. Like, no knock, you know what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian obviously gets work done. But it's an unrealistic standard that Kim Kardashian is in her 40s now and does not have a wrinkle on anywhere but her hands.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. I saw a show where she did with David Letterman,
but her hands
are wrinkled.
Yeah, yeah.
You can touch up everything, but your hands.
But you can't get your hands
done. Your hands are wrinkled. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they help perpetuate the whole standard.
They do. I would say that they do. And the funny thing is, like, I feel like, I may be wrong here, but I feel like when that situation with Khloe Kardashian was going on, it was probably women who was tearing her up.
True. True, because men knew better than to go into that
men
arena.
Knew better than to go and say something. Yeah. It was probably women who were saying, like, oh,
they perpetuated it.
They perpetuated it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I agree. I actually can agree with you on that, Chris. You know, as my partner in crime, we can agree. We can agree that women sometimes do perpetuate and even create a culture or a toxicity around.
There's even a name for it. I looked it up today. Okay. It's called a growing social psychology study. It's called they call it Snapchat dysmorphia or social media dysmorphia, and it's a growing disorder where people desire to be like what they see the most. And so, like, you know, people like the Kardashians, for example, they're growing more and more and more and more and more in popularity. And so people, like, they set this law that, like, hey, you gotta be perfect. And then even they can't uphold it, and then they roast them for it. But the thing is, I think it's women who, the Kardashians, who are setting that standard, and women are perpetuating it all the more.
Perpetuating, yes. Setting, no. And this is why I say this, right? They are kind of like in the middle, already, like, playing the part of it. It's because it's competition, right?
Competition. Yeah.
So they're competing with one another. So when you're competing with your competition, you're gonna smack talk, you're gonna big up yourself. Like, think about a game when you're hooping. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're hooping against a dude, you're gonna try to talk trash to the dude, you're gonna try to get him out of his game, and you're gonna big up yourself. Like, I'm that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's competition.
Right.
You're trying to win. You know what I'm saying? It's a game.
Yeah.
Let's take this for consideration, right?
Okay.
God has created women, and He's made them good. Amen. You
know amen.
He has made it good. You know what I'm saying?
He made a woman.
He has made it good. And so in that, He has given, like, the woman, if we can be for real, He has given women attributes that attract the men.
Right.
Right. It's talked about in the Song of Solomon, the bosom, you know, of the women. You know, and like, the men should be, you know, enjoying himself in them.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying?
I'm only teaching the scripture here.
And so He's telling that. So why I feel like when you think of, like, breast or butt, right? A lot of that is, like, indicators, like, naturally for men as like attraction.
Yeah.
Let me give you a stat, Chris.
Okay.
Do you know what the number one plastic surgery is in the United States?
Is it butt lifts?
It's breast augmentation.
Oh, okay.
Breast augmentation is the number one plastic surgery in the United States. Now, if we lived in a society in which it was just only women, women not getting breast augmentations to breastfeed their children, bro. I'm just going to keep it a bean.
That's true.
They are getting it for either to help even, that, like, to help their self
feel better about themselves. Yes.
About themselves towards men.
I think, see, that
I'm going somewhere.
Okay,
I'm going
somewhere. Go there. Let me ride.
In 2021, the highest rising plastic surgery have been butt lifts or butt implants.
Yep.
Another indicator for men.
Yes.
Because truly, if you were just pooping, you're not going to get a butt implant. You know what I'm saying? You're
right,
not just, if you're pooping, you ain't getting a butt implant.
Sure.
So you're trying to attract something.
They're trying to attract something.
You're trying to attract something.
Right.
You're trying to, like,
get I agree. They're trying to. I 100% agree. They're trying to attract something. And I think that women who are going to these things are in some way, shape, or form believing that they are not as beautiful as they think they could be, and therefore they're seeking these these alternative methods into achieving the body that they believe that they should have.
Yes.
So right now they're believing that they're not pretty enough. So who told you that you was ugly? We got to get to the bottom of this. Who told you was ugly?
It's a subconscious thing.
It is a subconscious thing.
And let me tell you why. Because when you see women who are getting chose mm-hmm. that look a certain way, when you see women who are getting married that look a certain way, when you see women who are getting casted for movies that look a certain way, when you see women who are on the billboards.
Oh, you said something there. You said something there.
See all these different things.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, it does not have to say like, oh man, who told you you were ugly? It's like, I know that these women have are pretty because they're the ones getting chose. So if I don't look like them and I don't fall into this, regardless, I am not it.
You said something there that struck a chord with me.
Okay.
You said the people who are being casted in movies, the people who are on billboards, these are the people who are being promoted as beautiful in society.
Yes.
We're getting somewhere. Because I do think, I don't know, that's like a Blues Clue for me.
Who has the power, Chris?
Who has the power?
Who has the power? Who traditionally is the head director? Who is traditionally the head chief editor?
Yeah.
Who traditionally is all these different people who have the say? It's not the women. It's the men. And they're going to say, this is what I like.
Let's go down that route. Because I do think that, let's say, Hollywood, media, all types of media do have a big influence on what is seen as beautiful. On, let's say, for any movie, they're always going to cast the best looking people, the best looking woman, and the best looking man. But we're talking about women, right? They're going to cast the best looking woman because of two reasons. Other women want to be like her, even maybe subconsciously.
Yes.
And men desire that woman.
Okay.
Yes.
So if men are making the decision, they don't know what other women are wanting. They know what they like and they know what other men like. They thus have the power to make that decision. Women are just the second tier to it. Men have made the decision.
Yeah.
Women now know that this is the person, and they're now like, oh, okay, if this is what is being deemed as like wanted, I now want to be like that. Let's take men, for example, right? You see the dudes who are at a very early age, and this is a whole nother episode. I ain't gonna steal.
We gotta save some.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Men, you see the dudes in society who are like, who's the dude? Who's that guy who got the quote unquote women or whatnot? Yeah. Like, that's a lot of times the status. The rappers, the ball players, the rich men. So all those dudes.
Who got the power?
Who got the money? So as a dude, you like, I need to get my power and my money up.
Yep.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Some dudes focus on their body, but like, you get to a certain degree where it's like,
It don't matter.
It's the power. It's
physical,
the money.
I don't think physical matters as much. Men don't care about physical attributes as much.
Because we can get power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Power is more attractive for the male.
And exactly. Yeah. And we set that. You know what I'm saying? Power. And women come to power because that's what they can't traditionally get power without men. So the dude that's going to get the most women is the dude that has the most power.
Whoever's the most powerful. Which kind of goes back to that primitive... back to the appetizer conversation about the primitive nature, like women wanting the alpha male who's going to be able to provide...
Stability.
Children, security.
Family, all that.
Yeah, all that. Man, so another thing I want to bring up is... You know, we were kind of talking about in this main course, maybe moving into the dessert, about about Hollywood, about media, about, you know, them promoting certain things that they deem as beautiful. I was listening to this podcast today in preparation for our conversation, and somebody said that money is the motive. And the reason why the beauty standard is consistently changing is so that industries like plastic surgeons, like makeup companies, like clothes, everything, they constantly promote different beauty standards so that they can keep demand for their products high. I'll give you an example. Let's say 15, 20 years ago, and I was listening to this from a woman's perspective. She was enlightening me. I don't have all the knowledge about women's beauty standards, so I had to go seek some knowledge out. And she said when she was growing up, right, big lips, big hips, and big breasts was not in. People wanted a little waist, little thighs with a thigh gap, and little lips. But now she says that like it's a total flip on its head from when she was growing up, because now everyone wants to have big hips, a big butt, which is why they're getting the butt implants, big breasts, big, they're getting lip fillers and all this kind of stuff.
Little waist.
And a little waist still. I don't know why that didn't change. But it's interesting to me, and I wonder, like, is money the motive or partly to blame It's like, hey, like let's continually set this beauty standard to, or promote different standards of beauty in our culture, just to keep demand for products high. And so in that same thought, right, I'm thinking about this woman who I was listening to.
Yes.
She was actually a black female.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have to go there, because if we're talking about beauty standards for women, we have to talk about all the different ethnicities that are affected in that same conversation. Mm-hmm. And so in this study, she was talking about how black women's beauty standards have been so deeply affected by the Eurocentricity of our culture, even dating back to slavery times. Mm-hmm. And she was pulling out facts like this one thing called the Willie Lynch syndrome, which is pretty much like how slave owners used to want to divide people by pinning light-skinned slaves against dark-skinned slaves. And you see that even perpetuating in other cultures where, like you were mentioning earlier in the Asian culture, how dark-skinned people who were poor were seen as less than the light-skinned people who are rich. So we kind of see that playing around in different cultures, etc. But even so, like, they used to do, like, in minstrel shows, they used to make fun of black women and their attributes, like the really big butts, the really big breasts, the big lips. They used to overemphasize those features. And so it's strange now that like those are the features, the black woman's natural features are being pursued now by society. When years ago they were making fun of them.
That's a really good point you bring about, because I do think with the hard part, I think the really hard part about being a woman now is that a lot of these beauty standards, as they come forward, they become less and less attainable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like, for sure.
Like, how is someone like, I mean, how is someone like naturally supposed to have, I mean, there's a few women who are just gifted, but like small waist, big breast, big butt, but don't be too dark, but you know, be this high, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dog,
have
like,
good hair, have like, small feet,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all these different things, have big lips, you know what I'm saying? Don't age, you know, don't, no wrinkles. Yeah,
no wrinkles at all.
And so like, it's almost as if like, to even feel beautiful, like a lot of times, what people are just doing is like, they're just running straight to the knife. Like, they're going straight to the, like, you know, plastic surgeon, because it's like, I can go to the gym, I can do all these different things, but I just can't meet that standard.
They can't meet that standard. They're either going to the gym, killing themselves at the gym, or with these crazy diets, going to the knife with the plastic surgeons, or they're just living with this emotional baggage or this like lower self-esteem because they're believing the lie that somebody's perpetuating, saying that they are not pretty.
Yeah.
Again, I go back to the question, who told you were ugly?
But I think it's really, I think it's easy. I want to be sensitive, because it's easy for us to say like, who told you were ugly? But it's like, as a woman, when you see or you go to Instagram, who has the most followers? It's not natural. It's not the sis who's natural over there, who's doing her own thing, just taking care of her healthy body. It's the girl who gets, who's getting all the attention, is a girl who has this crazy body, whether it's real or not. That's another thing, is no one's transparent about how they got it.
That's true.
That's like
true.
This body, and she got crazy followers.
Yeah.
And these dudes is liking the photos.
That's true.
People aren't liking the photos of, you know, the girl who's just a regular body. So it's almost hard. Like, I think it's like, I'm realizing like, it's hard for women to just like have bodies. You know what I'm saying? Just be a regular body.
Just be a person.
Just be a person. Yeah. You could be healthy. You could be all, but a regular body. It's like, when everything in society is like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, not to go in, but there's also like this in pregnant women, you know, women who have babies. There's this snapback culture that's so like, everyone highlights. It's like, get your body back, get your body back.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what if you don't get your body back? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your body literally just gained crazy amount of weight, lost it.
Yeah.
And like, your skin might not be the same, might not be as tight as it was. And you know what I'm saying? Like, when you have all these things being perpetuated to you, mm-hmm. it gets difficult to say, like, who told you you're not beautiful? It's mm-hmm. like, you don't have to say it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you told me that was beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not that, you know what I'm saying?
So that's a really good, that's a word right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, bro.
Because they're constantly seeing that something else, everybody is saying something else is beautiful.
Yeah.
And that person is saying, I'm not that, so yeah. therefore that must mean that I am not beautiful.
Exactly.
Dang.
I feel it, you know, as a husband and, you know, hopefully one day as a father, and, you know, as a father, you go on, there's a possibility I have a daughter, and I yeah. get fearful because I'm like, man, like, what is the standard gonna be, and how is she gonna feel if she doesn't meet that? You know what I'm saying? Or realistically, she probably won't, because she's a person. A lot of the standards now feel so unrealistic or unattainable.
Yeah,
it's like, how do you affirm someone's beauty in a society that's telling them everything else, right. especially for Black women? You know what I'm saying? In that arena.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and not that, like, you know, there's definitely way more. Our conversation today is very much so focused on answering the question of who sets the beauty standard.
Yeah,
but we do want to acknowledge that that's not the only thing that matters.
Come on,
it's just our topic. For
come
today.
On, come on, come on. Say
so,
it.
Yeah. I mean, I know this might be really triggering.
Yeah.
For some of our Lady Prophetic Foolishness family. Mm-hmm. It could be very triggering just to listen to men talk about the beauty standard of women.
Facts.
And we get that.
Yes.
But I do believe that this is a conversation, an uncommon topic yes. that should be being discussed. Because yes. why? I think that it's going to give more women freedom from the societal, them subjecting to the societal norms
yes.
of beauty that have been set for them to follow.
And that is one thing. Amen to that. Amen to that, Chris. I will say that is one thing that we are seeing in more recently in our society is as women have been given more power, more equity, more of a voice.
Yep.
You have started to see the embrace thus of, hey, we're going to take back the beauty standard.
Yeah.
And empower all women.
All you know? Shapes, so like, sizes. Bro,
like,
yeah.
Legit, you see now, like, Nike don't just got, you know, the extra small
That's
model.
That's true. That's
they
true.
They have all kind of sizes.
Yeah,
women.
They got all, so, you know, all sizes, you know, represented. If,
for the heavier sisters, you can kind of see, like, okay, this is what this is going to look like on me, and I'm going to be bombing that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like, you go to, like, you know, these different websites, it's like, it's regular bodies. Like, I think a brand that's that my wife exposed me to, which is Everlane, which is this brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's,
I
know it's in Austin. It's probably in other places. But it's really dope because I think they make a conscious effort to use regular women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that you see, like, hey, this is what's going to look like on you because you're a regular woman.
Because they're promoting people that look like the masses so that the masses be like, hey, like, they're promoting this beauty standard and I fit it. And I feel good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when you go wear their clothes, you look like the women who are on the website.
That's true.
And so that's the bonus. And I do think as men, you know what I'm saying, who have maybe historically, whether you agree or not, I'm going to take it on this, but who have historically controlled the standard, I think it's important that we acknowledge that we have had the power and thus maybe even relinquish some of that power.
And even if we didn't set the beauty standard, we still participated.
We participated in it.
And therefore can admit guilt in that same
system. I'm guilty! You know what I'm saying? I am guilty.
Arrest this man!
I'm guilty for perpetuating the beauty standard
in
whatever arenas in which I have.
Yeah.
But I do think at the end of the day.
Yes.
At the end of the day, whether we live in this like, we can be hopeful, we can be, you know, like, hey, empower. I do think at the root of it all, women want to be married, they want children, they want stability.
Yeah, I and think that whatever, the root of it all, women want to be seen, and I don't think ours is really conflicting, but I think at the root of it, women want to be seen as beautiful by their peers, and they want to believe they're beautiful for themselves too.
But if women think other women are beautiful and they're not getting them married, and men, like, it has to. I hear what you're saying. I guess we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you listening to this, I already know your head is spinning. You're probably like, you've probably, you know, said yes to two things and been like, we don't know what we're talking about. And yeah, that's fine.
That's cool. That's all well and good.
We ain't said we was the experts.
Nope.
All we said was we was bringing a delicious dish of discussion.
Yes, sir.
So for you, if you're listening to this and you agree or disagree, take these discussions to your homegirls, mm-hmm, to your homeboys,
yep,
have a conversation about it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We really want to engage you guys in like how you feel, what you think. And if you side with me or you side with Chris or you got a completely different perspective,
you might have a completely different take.
Yeah. That's totally fine, man. That's but you cool. know what we're going to keep doing? We're going to keep our ear down the street. We're going to keep bringing y'all great episodes, mm-hmm, great content, you know, great conversation starters. Hopefully this engaged you and, you know, now you thinking about what we talked about. Hopefully we gave some little nuggets to use in your conversation. Men, tread lightly before you go to your woman's and have this conversation.
Yeah.
Let her listen first so that you know y'all are on neutral ground.
Yeah.
And you're not coming for her because this could go south.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
Yeah.
Take it from me. This could go south. But, you know, we want y'all to have these conversations, yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chris, you know, we're going to keep our ear down the street, bringing, mm-hmm, the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your first time tuning in, man, make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
Make sure to follow us on Spotify.
Yep.
YouTube,
mm-hmm,
and Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
You can listen on all those platforms. If you listen to this episode and you're like, man, this is great content, share it to your Instagram story. Some of y'all been sharing it to your Instagram story, but your page on private, so we can't reshare it. Take your page off private. Let us reshare it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And really send it to a friend. Send it to two friends. You know what I'm, yeah, saying? We really want people to start having these conversations and really just add them to the fam, man. So
yeah, we really appreciate our listeners. I mean, we got listeners all over the world. I mean,
all over the world. We global, baby.
All over the states. You know, shout out to Texas, Ohio, Florida, you know California.
Hold it down.
All the 50 states.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. Keep rocking with us. Like, yeah, even on our hiatus, we felt the love. We heard you guys, man. But I promise we won't leave you no more. We only got good episodes for you. I want to also remind you, if you want to get your question asked, whether, yes, you want to become as anonymous or you want to say your name and say it with your big chest,
mm-hmm,
say it. Where can they call, Chris?
You can call us at 512-522-3754.
One more time for the people.
512-522-3754.
And if you forget it, you can go to our Instagram page and you can click on it and we have our number there for you to call us. We want to get y'all's questions asked, man.
Yep.
But you know, we always appreciate you guys engaging with us. Thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for holding us down, man. We coming with straight heat season 4. I promise you, mm-hmm, it's only gonna get better from here. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Hey, my name is Osagi.
And my name is Chris.
And this is Prophetic Foolishness.
Peace.
Peace out.